Smoking causes cancer. There's a good reason for the warning on every pack, but coffee? This is Health Matters, a service of Sharon Hospital. Next time you go to California and visit, say, a Starbucks, you may get a warning along with your morning joe. Coffee is now the victim of a California proposition that states that businesses with more than 10 employees must warn customers of their products contain one of many chemicals that the state has ruled carcinogenic. Now, coffee contains a chemical called acrylamide. Yes, if you give a rat enormous doses, it will probably develop cancer. This is true of many substances when multiplied hundreds of times over, well beyond human consumption. Acrylamide develops if you heat a starch above 250 degrees. So that applies to fried potatoes, toast, and yes, coffee beans. But the bottom line, well, the American Cancer Society finds coffee poses no risk for cancer in humans. The International Agency for Research on Cancer declares coffee no risk. One concern is that if we start putting labels on things that are not even known risks, it will cause our brains to be so overwhelmed that the important warnings get ignored. I'm Dr. Zelman, reminding you that your health matters.